Well, good morning. How about we turn around and shake somebody's hand today? Introduce yourself to the folks around you. Tell them your name. They may not know your name. Say, hey, my name is... Welcome to the Mass. Second reading today talks about how husbands have anxiety over their wives. So I'm going to preach on another reading. Like the responsorial psalm, which didn't talk about anybody who's right or wrong. We are in week three of a series. Last two weeks, we have been together asking, how can we hear God? The very beginning of the year, we kind of unpacked together, like, what would our lives look like? Imagine the impact in our lives if this was a year, by the end of the year, we were able to hear God. What would that do for our relationship with Him? What impact would that have on our marriages? What would happen in 2018 if we all heard God? Week one, we together unpacked Samuel. And that great reading from 1 Samuel here, I am, Lord, speak, for your servant is listening. And we said that the reason Samuel was able to hear the Lord is because he was in the right space and place. Week one, we said if we're going to hear God, we need to put ourselves in the right position, to put ourselves in a position to be found. And the good news from week one is that we together celebrated the fact that God wants to be heard more than we want to hear him. In the second week, which was last week, we saw not only in the life of the prophet Jonah, but we saw in the apostles themselves that they were present to the present moment. And being present to the present moment, they were able to hear God in their midst. And so last week, we said that if we're going to hear God, we need to be present to the present moment. So today, we are welcomed into Mass by the responsorial psalm, which, of course, as we chant it together, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And so here's this interesting kind of development for us in the series. The first 2 weeks, we talked about how is it that we could hear God. In fact, we are in this series because we said if we could hear God, that would make a dramatic impact on our lives. And then today, there's a little curveball, which is like a light that shines on human condition, because it says, if you do hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. So on one hand, if God, hearing God can change our life, how can hearing God harden our hearts? Well, that psalm, especially the third stanza of the psalm that we just chanted in the response today, is actually kind of pointing us to a time when God's chosen people did hear his voice and they did harden their hearts. So here's where they are. Where's Meribah? Where's the desert? What's happening with the responsorial psalm? Well, Israel has just been set free from slavery out of Egypt, and they were in Egypt for 400 years, and in that time, they began to worship the Egyptian god. So God takes them to the desert, and they wander for 40 years. Why? Because in that time, God is trying to remove from their hearts any of the remnant of the Egyptian gods, because he is going to be their God. He and he alone is going to be their God. So in the desert, God is shaping and molding the hearts of his chosen people. They get through the Red Sea, and they're in the desert. And God is going to paint this wonderful tapestry, this beautiful painting of him being their God on the canvas of dependency. He has said, hey, if I'm going to be your God, you are going to depend on me and me alone. And so every day they wake up and there's this miraculous bread that comes down from heaven. And it's given to them every day. And at some point they say, God, we don't want this bread. Give us other food. They are speaking to God. They want to hear God's response. And what God says back to them is not what they wanted to hear. God says, I'm not going to give you a week's worth of food. I'm going to give you a day's worth of food. You're going to come back tomorrow morning. You're going to depend on me all over again. I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to give you the type of food you want. I'm going to give the type of food that you need. And they heard God, But they didn't like the answer. And so their hearts are hardened. And we can learn from that today, because there is a difference between listening for an answer versus listening to a person. There's a difference between listening for an answer versus listening to a person. Let's say that together. Ready? There's a difference between listening for an answer versus listening to a person. One more time. There's a difference between listening for an answer versus listening to a person. And so what happens is, as they are hearing God, as they want to hear, they don't want to hear from the person. They want to hear about their need, about what they want. And there's a danger in that for us. And so if we're going to hear the voice of God on this week three, we want to be honest that sometimes when we hear, we can actually hear, and our hearts can get hardened. And so it comes at a good time for us, good news for us, to listen to the responsorial psalm, so that if we are hearing God this year, we can harden not our hearts. Amen?
Amen.
One of my favorite preachers, Andy Stanley, has a great sermon that is around this, and he lifts up a couple things that we need to know about always hearing what we want to hear, or always getting what we want to get. I want to walk you through this painting, see if your life is in here. I want to hear God. I want to know how to hear God. That's a question a lot of us ask. I want to know how to hear God. When you're older in life, you focus on the word hear. When you're younger in life, you focus on the word how. And you answer that question, you ask that question differently depending on the season of life that you're in. But we're all asking the question, and if we're only listening to what we want to hear, let me say that again. If we're only listening to what we want to hear, then we may not hear what we want. Sometimes we only hear what we need. Let me say that again. If we're only asking God for the things that we want, we're closed-minded, we don't want to be in relationship with the person, we just want what we want, sometimes we'll grasp at those things rather than getting what we need, we'll grasp at what we want. And the more that we insist on getting what we want, the less receptive we become to whatever God wants to give us. Let me say that to us again. The more that we insist on getting what we want, the more that we insist on God answering our prayers the way that we want them, the less receptive we get, because now we're closed off and we're grasping at something from God. When we always get our way, we often lose our way. When we always get our way, we often lose our way. A lot of times you look back on life and you say, man, I was always fighting for what I wanted. It wasn't always what I needed. And actually the things that I thought I wanted so much actually got me turned around and lost over here. In other words, if he's not the one answering the question, if we're not listening to him, if we're grasping an answer, how many times in life have we been convinced that this thing would make us happy, this place, this item, this decision, oh, this is going to make me happy. We actually grasp at it, we get it, and then we turn around over here, and then we're looking back on it, and the very thing that we wanted so much is actually the source now of some of our greatest misery. The more that we insist on getting what we want, the easier it is for us to lose our way. And what then pops up in the human story is regret. For many of us, regret started with what you wanted. For many of us, regrets in life started when we were trying to hear something, and instead of listening to the person, we were listening for an answer, or we grasp at something. Most regret in life starts with something that you want. It ends with us wishing we would never have received the very thing that we got. There's a difference between listening to a person and only listening for an answer. Now, on an earthly level, if we're only listening for what we want to hear, if we're only listening for an answer, that will kill a marriage. Amen? Ooh, that must have hit close to home, right? Okay, let me. When people only listen for what they want rather than for what they want to give, they act like your kids. How about that? Right? We all do that. Like, it's in parenting relationships, it's in marriage relationships. What we know on a human level is that our relationships here, on this level right here, they shut down when instead of being open to a person, we're only listening to what we want to hear. The same is true with God. Hearing His voice can change our life, but if we're not open to the person, we're only looking for the answer, then we're using God to give us something that we think is going to make us happy. Let me say that again. If we're not open to what He wants to give us, and we're just listening for one answer, then we're using Him to get this thing we want, and then we can move on in life. There's a difference between the person and the answer. And I want us to be reminded of three things today about the person. If you're going to trust the person, if we're putting all of the cards in that direction, three things that we need to remember about the person. Number one, if you want to hear the person has already spoke. I want you to imagine that tomorrow, it's all over the internet. Your phone's blowing up. Facebook is out of control. Facebook's already out of control, but let me redirect there. It's all over. They found something in a lost grave in Israel. It's 2,000 years old, and you can bank that it's actually the words of Jesus. Now, if we discovered that tomorrow, can you imagine how many people would say, "Whew, I want to read it"? He has already spoken in the Word of God. If you want to hear the person has already spoken in His Word. This has already said everything that God wants to say. This may not always say what you want to hear, but this has already said what He wants to say. First thing about the person is that the person wants to be heard more than we want to hear him. Be reminded of what we talked about the first week. God wants to be heard so much that He's already given you His Word. Number two, really important one right here. Everybody look at me right here. Ready? Number two, second thing that we need to know about the person. He does not look at life the way that you look at life. He looks at life from His perspective. When Israel was in the desert, they just wanted to get some food. God saw the promised land that He was going to give them. They couldn't see what God saw because they didn't see as God sees. Let me say that again. They could not see what God saw because they didn't see as God sees. And so God sees life from a different perspective. He sees everything altogether. Let me give you an example. Hearing God versus hearing an answer. August of 2015. I just got back home from Omaha, Nebraska. Great summer. We'll come home. I was planning a series called The Art of Living. It was going to be a great series. I'm super excited about it. Bishop Fobb calls and says, "Hey, can you come into my office?" I'm like, "Oh, I always feel like going to the principal's office, you know?" I'm like, "Hey, did I do anything in trouble?" And he says, "Hey, I want you to consider, leaving Christ the Redeemer and coming into administration full time." He says, "I want you to pray about that." So I said, "What do you want me to do?" And he didn't give me an answer in August of 2015. He just looked at me and said, "Hey, do you trust me?" And I'm like, "That's not the question. I ask the questions, you provide the answers." And he said, "I'm God, you're not." I'm like, "Oh, I go there." I said, "Hey, what do you want me to do?" And he's like, "I want you to trust me." I'm like, "That's not really what I asked you. Do you want me?" And he says, "I just want you to trust me." And here I am in August of 2015, and all I can see is August of 2015, and I'm pouting because I don't want to leave, and I'm mad. And I could not see what God saw because I don't see as God sees. In August of 2015, when he was asking me to trust him, God knew exactly what was going to happen in January of 2018. See, God saw everything. He sees what's going to happen in my life until I see him in glory. See, God sees from a different perspective than we do. And here we are, you're in this thing in life right now, and you're trying to hear God right now, and all you can see is right now. Well, God doesn't answer questions in the right now. God answers questions for your whole life. And sometimes what he tells you in the whole life doesn't make sense in the right now, but it will eventually. Amen? If you're going to listen to the person, just need to let you know, he's already spoken. Number two, he sees life from a different perspective. And number three, and this is, I think, the big one for a lot of us, God only wants what is best for us. God only wants what's best for us. God's never going to ask us to do something that is either not for his glory or that is for our betterment. God does not want to punish you. God does not want to make you suffer unjustly. God wants what's best for you. And so a lot of times what happens is God doesn't give us the answer. God gives us relationship because God wants to see, hey, do you trust that what I want for you is better than what you can provide for yourself? Or do you trust that what I want for you is better than what you want for you? Three things about the person. Number one, he's already spoken. Number two, he sees life differently. Thank God. And number three, he only wants what's best for us. So if that's what we know about the person, I just want to draw a couple of things to us about our ears. And why is it that we can have hard hearts, and what do we need to be on guard for? Number one, whenever we want to hear God, we want to hear God now. Never met somebody who came before the Lord and did not want to hear God now. In fact, let's stop for a second. I want you to think right now about what you would want God to say to you. But just think together right now. If God could say anything to you about anything you've been asking, it could be about somebody in your life, your family, your loved ones, your parents, your kids, your spouse, whatever it is. If God could say anything to you, what would you want God to say? Maybe you're asking for a door to be opened. Maybe you need something to be closed. Maybe you feel trapped. Maybe you feel directionless. Whatever. If God could say anything to you, what would you want God to say? Think about that. Now, when you and I are there, we want the answer now. And when we want the answer now, rather than want the relationship now, God often delays the answer to deepen the relationship. Let me say that again. God often delays the answer to deepen the relationship. If God has not given you the answer, I can tell you there is a reason. Either we don't see what God's trying to do in somebody else's life, we don't see what God's trying to do in our life, or he's delaying the answer because he wants to deepen the relationship. And finally, do not confuse clarity with certainty. It's critical. I see this all the time in my life. A lot of times when we want an answer rather than a person, it's because we want certainty rather than clarity. Why do we want certainty in life? Because if I'm certain about something, now I have security and I can rest. And God rarely gives you certainty, but he will give you clarity. God did not give the Israelites a map to the chosen land. He did not give them truckloads of bread. He didn't make it easy in the desert. God was going to say, if you want security, we get security from the relationship, not from the answer. However, God will give us clarity. And oftentimes, clarity is given to us in the present moment. There are times in my life where I have seen God answer people's prayers with a long-term kind of path. But if I can be honest with you, most of the time when I see God talk to people, most of the time when we hear the person, not just the answer, most of the time God is only going to say, I'll tell you what to do today. And we say, I know, but I want to know. And God says, hey, I'll tell you what to do today. Now feel the tension. I want to hear. And if I don't have security from the long term, that means I have to stay where? With the person who doesn't see life the way that you do. who can be trusted, who only wants what's best for you. Every time the chosen people lost their way, it wasn't his fault. Every time that they kind of strayed from the path, it's because they strayed from the person and grasping for an answer. I want to promise us all something today. I don't promise many things, I promise you this. I promise you, God has already heard you. And if you're looking to hear him, just want to promise you, he's already heard you. Number two, he will eventually speak. I can promise you that because that's his nature. And I can promise you this. If the only thing we're listening for is the answer to the question, I can promise you that for most of us, that is the recipe for a hard heart. God is interested in you, in me, in our lives, and all those awesome, beautiful people that you're worried about, you're praying for today. God knows all that. But he wants us to be in relationship with him, not clinging to answers as we hear him. Amen? So I invite you to close your eyes with me for a second. And just look inside your heart. What do you want to hear from him? What's on your heart today? Now, you don't have to, but in the silence of your heart, you don't have to, but would you be willing to let go of an answer and let him speak to you about the relationship? And if you can't let go of a need for an answer, can you just tell God you can't let go of a need for an answer? Just let him meet you where you are. Father, we believe that you love us and long for us, and we're coming before you today wanting to hear you speak, for we are listening. Give us the wisdom and the grace that we need to follow you rather than grasp, and sensitize our hearts so that we might follow you wherever you lead. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.